Let's talk about it. So CNBC posted an article that said homeowners are $1 trillion richer thanks to the pandemic-driven housing boom. Now, for just a minute, I want you to try to fathom what $1 trillion looks like, okay? Because I can say, you know, 100 grand, pretty exciting. That's a decent annual income. $1 million, you're a baller, right? If you're making $1 million a year, you're now, you know, Ferrari money. You're living in a badass house, et cetera. If you clear $1 billion, you're in the top 0.001% of earners in the world, okay? Just to be near $1 billion. And $1 trillion, until recently, was considered like numerically impossible. Okay. Now homeowners are at $1 trillion in equity gain as a result of the pandemic, according to this article.
Interesting.
So why? What happened? Well, let's start with the government printing money on a continual basis and handing it out in the form of stimulus checks and other things. Now, whether you are pro-Trump, pro-Biden, whatever, we're so far past this stupid election season, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But the thing about it is a lot of people were trying to buy properties, okay? Because that's normal. It is normal for people to be out there purchasing homes. You move to a location, you get a job in, you know, increase at work, you have another baby, yada, yada. Whatever the reasons are, it is a normal capitalistic cycle for people to buy properties. What happens if people stop selling properties?
Inventory, very, very, very low.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Welcome to the Foreclosure Deals Coach Podcast.
The tides are turning. The time is now.
Your home for the mindset, methodology, and tools needed to invest in foreclosures.
Don't you dare buy a house. Buy a deal. You need to get into this right now.
Right now, yeah.
And now your host, the Foreclosure Deals Coach, Donnie Corum.
Hello, and welcome back to the Foreclosure Deals Coach Podcast. This is your host and Foreclosure Deals Coach, Donnie Corum. And as always, 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 we have our executive producer, main man, Mr. Jonathan Winston, here in the studio with us today. What's going on, Jay?
Hello, hello, hello. Oh man, it's a good day. Just been learning a lot here in the last few days. Getting kind of connected with a new texting and SMS blast system to reach out to, you know, potential sellers and home buyers, you know, doing the wholesaling thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Fascinating what that system can do, because I used to when I was in the retail space, right? We had a 12-man team. And if you can just imagine, you ever see the movie Boiler Room? Okay, this gives you an idea. But we had this huge room with computer monitors and phones and all that. And people were on the phone calling. I'm talking maybe 10, 12,000 phone calls a day. Okay. And if we were doing well, we would set 10 to 12 listing appointments a day, which is incredible. You know, these are sellers basically raising their hands saying, yeah, I might consider selling my property. Now, I mean, what do you guys send? What, 5,000 text messages a day or something like that on the acquisition team?
I mean, that's definitely our new target now. We've kind of increased our numbers, increased some of the parameters that we can use on the actual software that we're using. So it's only going to ramp up from here, man. So yeah, it's almost as many as you can click on your finger. It's like how much arthritis, right, tinnitus do you want in your click finger to send those?
It's amazing, because I mean, the speed, like when we were doing phone calls, like you got to talk to everybody, you know. Right. Hi, is Bob there? Bob, no, here, click, you know. That takes time. But on the texting side, you're sending out the same message, you're getting responses, not all positive responses, right? I mean, I've read some of the text responses that are they're a little unpleasant, right? But as opposed to the human element of making the phone call, you can cuss me out by text anytime you want, man. I don't sweat that at all. What tool are you guys using for the text messaging?
It's called Launch Control.
Okay.
it's got a really good CRM, and it's got a lot of different options as far as it's almost like a text carousel. So instead of sending like a lot of the same messages with the exact same text in them, it gives you like a number of options, like, hey, hi, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting to kind of like vary the copy in your text, so you're not marked as spam, and you know it marks different words that you know are sometimes marked in like telephone systems as spam to keep
right.
messages you know deliverable and make sure your deliverability rate stays high.
Right,
and it also has a what's it called? So you can scrub your list. What's the term?
Like the do not call scrubbing or like just kind of filtering out?
It has that, but say I have a list of people that I want to call and I need to get their numbers.
Okay.
Skip trace.
It has yes.
Skip trace on it. So yeah, launch control is like I said, I'm just getting connection and getting integrated into it now. But from what I'm seeing, it's definitely got a lot of bang for your buck. It's definitely got a lot of power. So if you're looking for one, I say check it out.
Yeah, and listen, we're going to do a whole show on that this year for sure. I'd love to have you and Gabrielle, who's also in our acquisitions team, just kind of go over how you use that daily. Right. I think it would be awesome to just, you know, show people out there. Listen, this is methodology, mindset, and tools, right? So the big tool that's been a huge impact on our acquisition capabilities has been this launch control system. And super proud of you guys for really running with that ball. I think we're going to do a lot of properties with that. So let's keep that going. Okay, let's get to the show. We will do a show on launch control, so don't worry about that. We're going to discuss that.
Gabrielle gets most of the credit for that. She's been rocking out on that. But I'm definitely looking forward to learning more about it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, into the episode. What are we talking about today, Donnie?
Let's talk about it. So CNBC posted an article that said homeowners are $1 trillion richer thanks to the pandemic-driven housing boom. Now, for just a minute, I want you to try to fathom what $1 trillion looks like, okay? Because I can say, you know, 100 grand, pretty exciting. That's a decent annual income. $1 million, you're a baller, right? If you're making $1 million a year, you're now, you know, Ferrari money. You're living in a badass house, et cetera. If you clear $1 billion, you're in the top 0.001% of earners in the world, okay? Just to be near $1 billion. And $1 trillion, until recently, was considered like numerically impossible. Okay, now homeowners are at $1 trillion in equity gain as a result of the pandemic, according to this article.
Interesting.
So why? What happened? Well, let's start with the government printing money on a continual basis and handing it out in the form of stimulus checks and other things. Now, whether you are pro-Trump, pro-Biden, whatever, we're so far past this stupid election season, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But the thing about it is a lot of people were trying to buy properties, okay? Because that's normal. It is normal for people to be out there purchasing homes. You move to a location, you get a job in, you know, increase at work, you have another baby, yada, yada. Whatever the reasons are, it's a normal capitalistic cycle for people to buy properties. What happens if people stop selling properties?
Inventory, very, very, very low.
Very low, right? Suddenly, a lot of people who would have moved didn't. Why? Because they didn't know where they were going. They didn't want people marching through their house because of the coronavirus fears. They may have lost their employment, so they couldn't buy a new property. When you plug a bunch of variables that the capitalistic market is not used to into a marketplace, you will throw the supply-demand curve off the freaking chart. Okay, homeowners with mortgages representing about 63% of all properties saw their equity increase by 10.8%.
What?
Yeah.
So if my house was $400,000,
it's now worth $440. And that ain't that. Sorry, that didn't even apply to Colorado.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna tell you that Colorado saw 15%, maybe a little more in certain areas. Okay. But if you're going nationally, according to this article, it was 10.8% in equity increases. Now that equates to a collective $1 trillion in gained equity. And this is the single largest equity gain in more than 6 years in the marketplace. Okay. When you look at certain states that were impacted, Washington, homeowners banked an average of $35,800. California up by $33,800.
Wow.
States that got hit hard by the pandemic, North Dakota, for instance, only saw $5,400. The point is that owning a home has proven yet again to be the most powerful investment tool available to anybody, anywhere, especially owning a home in the United States of America. Okay. My portfolio, which now consists of 7 rental properties, probably went up a grand total of about 150, maybe 200 grand this year. Not bragging, just saying. Where are you at? You know, and I'll tell you that, you know, the purpose of today's show is to talk about becoming $1 trillion richer, but really you're here to invest in real estate, right? Like, that's why you listen to this show. If you're on the fence on whether or not home ownership is for you, you're probably listening to the wrong show right now.
Because you would already know that.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you need to tune into, you know, the annuity show or the bond market or something like that, right? Because we don't talk about that here. What we talk about here is getting rich, and I mean filthy rich, through real estate investing. Okay, and you know, out of the gate, I know when I say rich, there are those of you out there who cringe a little bit. Like, there's some of you are like, you know, money's not everything, bro. You know, like, I just want to give back to people. Let me ask you something. Do you think you can give back? You know, let's do this better. Who gave more back to society, do you think? Was it Mother Teresa, who was awesome in a lot of ways, walked around blessing people, etc.? Or the very controversial Bill Gates?
Huh? You picked Bill
because
Gates.
Bill is now out there, like before all this stuff went down, Bill was dropping like $10 million a year on putting computers into inner city schools, right? I'm sorry, regardless of your position on the dude, I'm gonna have to tell you that if I gotta pick between who had a bigger impact on society, I'm gonna go with a billionaire.
Hey, he did give a lot. That's a lot of computers.
See what I'm saying?
We're just going off
now. He may have gone a little crazy along the way. And this vaccine thing might be a secret scandal to implanted microchip. I don't know. It's possible. Yeah. It's a little far-fetched for me, but it, you know, whatever. My point is home ownership as a group just gained $1 trillion. Okay. And if you're a homeowner, you gain from that. If you're not a homeowner, you're on the sideline still wondering why your net worth is not going up. Let me tell you, brother, that's it. You don't own a home.
You should buy a home.
Right? And if you're really doing it well, you should be targeting, even if you're not there, to own several properties. But I know if you haven't bought your first one, that seems pretty far-fetched right now, right? I get that because it seemed pretty far-fetched to me. So how do you get started? Go buy a house. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't do houses here. My bad. Go buy a deal, right? Because if the housing market is already going up by $1 trillion, what if you buy a house below market to begin with, starting with $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 with equity? What if you really are into these flipping shows and you just love to paint and do crazy stuff like that, and you fix up your house and build sweat equity, the essence of the American dream, which, by the way, was the most listened to show of the entire year. Thank you very much.
That's a good title, man.
It was. Because yeah,
whoever,
it's true.
Came up with that shit, pat himself on the back.
It's hard to reach my back from here. Let's just move on. All right. So guys, here's the thing. If you're not a homeowner, that's a problem. Okay. The good news is what goes up at an extremely rampant rate has to do what?
It's to come down eventually.
Got to come down. Okay. So never in the history of time, and I mean this sincerely, and I know I often talk in big language, okay? But I'm telling you, if you're listening to this in 2030, okay, never in the history of time has it been better to invest in real estate than right now. Hi, this is Donnie Corum, your foreclosure deals coach. One of the things we talk about on the show is the importance of great foreclosure data in helping you to find a great deal on a foreclosure property. But where do you find this data? You're certainly not going to find it on Realtor.com. You can't get it on your local MLS. So we have partnered with data provider Foreclosures.com to get you the latest and greatest in foreclosure listings right there in your local market. These properties are not hit the market in most cases, and when they have been foreclosed, gives you easy access to find out more detail so you can get the best deal on a foreclosure property. Getting started is super easy. Head on out to foreclosuredealscoach.com and click on the link labeled foreclosure list. Enter your zip code for a free 7-day trial of the best foreclosure listing data available in your local market. These properties are not even on the market yet, so you can get a jump on them and get a great deal. Once again, this is Donnie Corum, your foreclosure deals coach. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Why? The market's at the top? Yeah, you know, maybe. Like, I'm going to argue that the reality is we're going to see a correction soon. But I'll be frank with you, I've been saying that since we started the show, you know? And then I was saying that, you know, a year before that, the year before that, it's going to go down. It's going to go down. It's going to go down. Didn't go down.
Keeps on going up.
Right? I think it is going to go down. That's not a bad thing. Because here's the thing. If you try to start real estate investing when the market collapses, no one's going to talk to you. How do I know that? In 2008, okay, was when I started real estate investing. If you're old enough to know what happened then, it was at the time the largest market correction in the history of the country. And I had begun my real estate investing career roughly a year earlier, doing my first flip. The same year my daughter was born. She's now 17, okay? And when I went looking for funding, they went, look, rookie, if you think we're going to back your play with your limited knowledge of what's going on, we're already scared about what's happening right now. The sky is falling. The mortgage market is failing. Housing prices are dropping like rocks. Unemployment's at all-time highs. And now you want to come to us and ask for funding? Are you insane?
I mean, I thought it would be a good idea. You know, I can make some money back and, you know, make a flip, man. Come on.
Yeah, now's the time. I don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. Give me some money.
What are you thinking, man?
When they start laughing you out of the office, because that's what's going to happen next, you're going to find yourself like I did, walking the streets of Colorado Springs. I'm literally walking down the road, okay, and I'm looking at properties sitting empty in the largest mortgage crisis ever for $80,000, $90,000. You couldn't give these properties away. So you couldn't give these properties away, okay? They're sitting there. I'll never forget this, okay? We were working on a flip in the Cimarron Hills area in 80915. This is like the pandemic, the mortgage crisis. They're all starting to blend together, these disasters we're facing, so my apologies. Mortgage crisis at the height of it. My flip is not going to sell because there are no buyers in the market at all, right? And even if there were buyers in the market, the mortgage companies have literally gone out of business, okay? So walking up the street from my flip, and I see a property there for sale by owner. And of course, you know, I'm bored. I got nothing else to do. I'm now officially an unemployed real estate investor. So I call him, well, what do you want for it? We take 85 for it. At the time, that property would have gone for 175. Today, 260, 270. You know, there were so many available deals that I just couldn't touch simply because I didn't have the funding available to me. Nobody wants to back an inexperienced player in the game during the crisis, guys. You got to get experience when things are going quote unquote well, when it's super competitive. And that's where we are right now. Everybody comes up to me. We talked in our last show, we talked about doing 40 flips in 2020. The common question I hear is, well, where did you find them? There's no deals out there. Are you serious? If there are no deals, did I fabricate 40 of them? Or could it just be that you're imagining that there are no deals out there? Could it just be that your own limiting process is building you from not being part of the $1 trillion boom of homeowners? And listen, some of y'all only benefited from one house going up substantially in value. Okay? And guys like my mentor have 115 of them that he built in the bad market, not when it's awesome. Okay, so you build this thing when it's awesome, and then when, not if, I don't know when, my crystal ball is broken, I've been predicting it for years now, hasn't happened, whatever. But when it does go bad, listen, a broken clock is right twice a day. Okay, it's just a matter of time for me, okay? When the market collapses, then you swoop in there with experience, with funding, with partners, with construction resources, and then you really capitalize. See, today we're making an incredible living on real estate investing, but when it goes bad, and this $1 trillion that's been pumped into the market through ridiculous government spending shifts the other way, and it's taken back out of the market through, wait for it, ridiculous government spending, okay? When it shifts the other way, you're already prepared. Who would have thought that we were going to do better in the pandemic? Anybody think prices should have gone up? Do you think prices were going to go up, Jay?
Yeah.
I mean, did you?
Just based on kind of what we were, we talk about it every week, man. The market is still hot. Everything is still going. People are still having bidding wars on properties, you know.
But Jay, people are dying. Like, how could capitalism continue to work when everybody's unemployed? When people are, they can't go to work anymore, they're sick. I'm being sarcastic because none of that happened. None of it happened. Right? That's what I'm telling you. Like, that was what was presented to us, was this is the big one. It's over. No, when the reality was the entire time prices were going up, $1 trillion worth of equity was gained.
The only people who didn't gain from the real estate and who lost their jobs and all that type of stuff were people who weren't going to be buying houses anyway. A lot of the people that I know that, you know, were out of work or, you know, lost multiple jobs during the time were, you know, like waiters or bartenders or, you know, just different, like we were talking about in the last episode, different type of, you know, careers or jobs that were deemed non-essential. So it's like, if you're in the market and if you're, you know, moving and making moves in the market or, you know, observing it, you can just see how things are happening, that this low inventory is going to increase the buyer. Anybody who's, people still have to buy houses. Yes. People still have to buy houses. And so the ones that are there to buy are going to continue to increase in value because more people are going to be bidding on fewer houses. And that's going to increase the value in the whole market, in the whole country, in the whole city, wherever. And then you look up and there's $1 trillion there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny because I think a lot of this, sorry for being this government, like, theorist, right? And people get on me about this. You always think the worst of our federal government, but it's like, do you ever wonder if it's just like a big show, so you're just not paying attention?
Life is a stage.
Seriously, like you just think, like, hey, look over here, coronavirus. Just pay attention to this. Just watch this. Meanwhile, on the other side, the real estate investors are going, my portfolio just went up by $1 trillion, bro. Bitcoin went up to $30,000 a coin.
I think it's over there now.
I don't talk about it, dude. Right? I'm just going to get upset. Don't. Right? I mean, I bought it at $900 a coin, $900 a coin. I sold out at $1,800 thinking, yes, double my money. So angry. Yeah, no, it's over 30 now, and it's disgusting, right? But was all of this just a ruse? No, not to say that there wasn't some real stuff going on with coronavirus. I had some friends who got sick. I have some people who know who unfortunately perished as a result of it. I'm not taking this lightly. It was unfortunate, but it, financially speaking, best year the country ever had. Does that say something? You know, and all I'm saying is today, if you're not a homeowner, you need to be, okay? Knowing full well that when the market corrects, your property values will go down a little bit, but you will already be a homeowner. Because if you're going to try to become a homeowner during a market correction, reset, whatever you want to call it, the money won't be there for you. Right now, the money is not only there, but it's at the lowest interest rates we've seen in 20 plus years. Okay. So I can tell you that if you're going to buy into real estate, now is the time to do it. And of course, we're a real estate show. So it seems obvious that I would push that agenda. I gain nothing from you buying. To be honest with you, if we all continue to buy, the price will continue to go up. Good for the portfolio I have, not great for the portfolio I want. You know, truly what I want is for the market to correct, go down, so I can, since I'm ready, swoop in there and buy stuff at a discount. I think most real estate investors want that. But because you are the loyal listeners of the show, I'm telling you, as a guy who's on this side of the real estate investing quotient, I wouldn't wait another day to get involved in this because it's going up at an astounding rate. Okay. It seems like, you know, I'll buy a house next year. Okay. It went up 10.8% nationally last year, just shy of 1% a month. So if you're buying a $300,000 house, which is entry level in Colorado Springs, Colorado right now. Okay. Denver starts at about 500,000. If you're buying a $500,000 house, it's going up by $5,000 a month. You want to wait till next year? Why? Because there's always a good reason to put stuff off, you know? And all I can do is advise you today as your foreclosure deals coach, this article, it $1 trillion last year, okay? And if you, hopefully you got a piece of that action, like hopefully you got a larger piece of Bitcoin than I did. But if you didn't, it's not too late. It's not too late. You can still get involved. You just got to jump in right now. And I'd love to help you do that, but the key is going to be you've got to be in a position to buy a property. So job stability really factors in. Your credit score is important when you're buying retail. It is not important when you're buying an investment property, okay? They don't even look at your credit score if you're dealing with harder private money lending. So don't let that be your excuse. Okay. But if you're buying a house to live in, you probably got to look at your credit. And if the reason you haven't bought a house because you got a collection from Blockbuster that you know you returned that video, so you're just above paying that, and that's keeping your score down, my advice is just pay them. You know what I mean? Because that may be a critical element to you getting a part of the $1 trillion gain that we just experienced in the real estate market. So I'm not going to beat you up anymore on that. I feel like that my point here has been made. I'm super excited, though, because on the off chance it only goes up half of that in 2021, it's going to be an incredible year. You know what I mean? You know, half a trillion dollars is still pretty awesome. On the other chance that it goes down in value, which I think is highly unlikely. Why? Because the interest rates are still too low. There's still so much buying power in the market right now that it just stands to reason that, you know, it looks like a $500,000 house. It's like stupid expensive. But when you're looking at getting it for 2-3% interest rates, your payment is like super affordable compared to what it would be normally. So still an incredible time to buy, mostly driven by the interest rates being stupid levels of low. Get involved. Let's start playing together. And if you need help, join the Foreclosure Deals Coach Facebook page. Ask some questions in there. Join up with the group. Become one of the insiders. And if you're ready to go to the next level with coaching, let's talk about it. Book a 15-minute strategy call. Let's discuss what real estate investing in your life looks like. But if you're just here to get information, that's great too. That's what this is all about. You know, we are simply here to provide an educational resource to help you get a part of the $1 trillion gain that just impacted our country in one of the worst years ever. What do you think it's going to do in 2021? I just can't wait. With that, this is Donnie Corum, your foreclosure deals coach. Stay tuned. It's going to be a hell of a year. A lot to discuss, a lot of cool stuff to do, a lot of incredible guests coming up. But in the meantime, you need to get off your duff and start buying real estate. But while you're looking, don't you dare buy a house. Buy a deal.
Want more of the Foreclosure Deals Coach? Like our Facebook page, Foreclosure Deals Coach, for the latest in real estate and foreclosure investing. Become a part of our community. Search Foreclosure Deals Coach on Facebook to join today.